Now, we've heard about it throughout the presidential campaign. Some argued that the way to fix the budget and debt crisis without raising taxes would be to close tax loopholes. While all of that is being considered, there's word of progress in the fiscal cliff negotiations. We may be moving toward a resolution to the crisis.
Joining us live now is Peter Coy, economics editor for Bloomberg Businessweek. If we close every tax loophole that people want to, Peter, how much revenue would it generate? Would it be enough to make a difference and to really help out the economy and the country's financial health?
Right. So the approximately $1.3 trillion a year is the total for all loopholes, tax expenditures as they call them. But the idea that we would get rid of all of them is pretty far-fetched. They include things that almost everybody agrees should be kept. And there's a long, long list, but and some of them, you know, are in dispute. But just to give a taste, we're talking about things like the home mortgage interest deduction, the deduction for state and local income taxes, charitable tax deduction, the deduction for employer-paid health care, and then some corporate deductions as well. And if you start looking at this list, you're realizing that we're not going to get to $1.3 trillion. The Congressional Research Service did a study earlier this year where they said it may prove difficult to gain more than $100 billion to $150 billion a year in additional tax revenue through base broadening, which is, of course, still a substantial number. I don't want to minimize it.
No, we wouldn't want to. But let's look at that's part of the equation. That is one part of it. The other part would be to change taxes, tax rates around here, structures of taxes in such way that there might be some offsetting there. The idea, I think, Peter, is to be able to create a little stimulus in the economy so that revenues in a more steady way continue to increase for the federal government to help pay off the debt while continuing to fund what it is we need.
So I think that's a great point and a great way to segue into what's going on overnight. You know, we have the makings of a deal, not a deal yet. There was some premature hope that something had been concluded, but it looks as though there's a growing chance that we will not go flying off the fiscal cliff with no deal in place. And if that's true, then the chance of a recession in 2013 it falls a lot, which is absolutely wonderful. And I just want to emphasize, as you were saying, the key here is growth, which generates the tax revenue, which makes the problem smaller. If you have an economy that is either growing sluggishly, as ours has been lately, or an outright recession, all your deficit problems in the short term and the long term get worse.
Now, you've done an analysis, and if in the next 24 hours we do get a fiscal cliff deal, there's going to be a lot of people who say hallelujah and go about their business. But how much more is really needed to be done? Bloomberg government has done an analysis showing that we need a lot more in deficit cuts.
Right. Yes. So, I mean, if this were an easy problem, it would have been solved long ago.
Right.
And Bob Lighten over at Bloomberg government, director of research there, did an excellent study saying that the thought that $4 trillion in deficit reduction over 10 years would be enough to stabilize the debt-to-GDP ratio, not so. He's looking more at $5.9 trillion. And then if you really wanted to get the debt shrinking rapidly as a share of GDP, you'd be talking more about 9, which is really probably not even up for discussion.
Well, you know those economists. You listen to five of them, you'll get probably five different opinions.
Or seven.
Peter Coy from Bloomberg Businessweek, always a pleasure.